Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
This girlfriend lost a boatload of money last night. I don't know about you guys. We've got Jake and Ty producing the show, I'm sure, as you already know, because they were working with Dave in his show that just ended. I'm with you for 4 hours. That's right. So buckle up. We've got a boatload of guests. And thank goodness we do, which I'm excited to have on the program. A lot of Rangers talk as we get you ready for the Rangers Canes game later on tonight, the Garden. If you're heading there, kudos to you, man. What a great ticket that is. That's exciting. So Kristen Shelton is going to be joining us in about 30 minutes. She covers all things NHL for ESPN. You see her all over the ESPN airwaves. So she's going to be joining us at 12:30 with a little Rangers preview. Also, Greg Wyshynski was on with me yesterday, the puck daddy. We always want to hear from him and what he thinks about this up and coming game tonight for the Rangers. So we'll hear from him in our second hour. Also, Nick Friedel, who has been covering the Heat Boston series. He was in Boston last night. Not a lot of sleep, but has been kind enough to join us in our third hour at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. What knee injury for Jimmy Butler? That's what I say. That's what I ask. 47 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. I mean, seriously, I played the under at 23.5 points last night for Jimmy Butler. I laid the 9 points last night for the Boston Celtics. Ty, I know you're a big NBA fan. Do you blame me? I mean, did you expect this type of outcome? I didn't.
Yeah, he had been averaging, 9 points since the end of game 2. Leading up until last night, but then decided to have the single best game of his career on the road in Boston in their biggest game of the season. So excited about what tomorrow is going to bring. How about this, Anita? Jason Tatum versus Jimmy Butler for the Larry Bird Trophy, because they got these new hardware for winners of both the conferences. So the winner of that game is going to get the trophy, the Larry Bird Trophy. So that should be pretty cool.
Unbelievable, really. Got to tip your hat. Unbelievable performance to Jimmy Butler. And listen, not to say that Jimmy Butler doesn't have the ability to do what he did last night. And as Ty mentioned, career playoff game, one for the ages. Specifically, no Hero. Hero was announced inactive prior to the game. We know what a vital part he is to their offense and how their offense is run. That's for sure. Lowry had 18 points, 10 assists, but to go into Boston on a night where Boston could have closed out the series. In fact, Draymond Green was on TNT last night, and I'm curious. I'm going to pose this question for Nick Friedel when he joins us at 2 o'clock today, and I'm curious to get your thoughts, Ty and Jake. Did Draymond Green's comments on TNT fuel a little extra fire for the Miami Heat? These dudes, they're watching TNT, they're watching ESPN, they're watching all this programming inside their locker room before they come out for the game. And actually, a few of them post-game said, yeah, there you go, Draymond. What do you think about that? Draymond, be careful what you wish for. Maybe Draymond did it on purpose because he'd rather take on a Miami Heat team. I'll be honest with you. I think if the Miami Heat advance, I think the Golden State Warriors win another championship. If the Boston Celtics advance, I think that's a series that's going to go the distance. And I wouldn't be shocked if the Boston Celtics win that series. I think the matchup plays better in favor of the Golden State Warriors if the Miami Heat advance. So I don't know. Was that a tactic on the part of Draymond Green? Possibly last night. You don't know. I don't know. Brian Hoke is going to join us. Let's talk some Yankees, even though depleted lineup, right? Depleted lineup, depleted bullpen. But what are they getting? Pitching. Starting pitching is stepping up, obviously, in a big way. Tyone, of course, last night. Nasty Nestor the night before, going the distance. Listen, Geico's eight innings. That's to me, in this day and age, that's a complete game. Not having to tap into the bullpen, which we know is already depleted because what's going on with Green as well as Chapman. And now you've got a Yankees team 2-0 in a four-game series against the Rays. Obviously, a team in their division in the American League East. And so two really, really phenomenal, really impressive wins. And thanks to some great starting pitching for of course, the Yankees. So we'll dive into some Yankees talk. The Mets in action as well as they took care of the Phillies. Again, another in-division rivalry going on there in the National League East. So important games for the Mets to win against the Phillies because I do believe the Phillies are starting to wake up a little bit. And who knows? We know we're expecting. You got Jacob DeGrom, who's now at Citi Field throwing some pitches, which is nice. Next step up, possibly, you know, we're hearing that he can make his debut late June. But until that happens and Scherzer comes back, anytime, of course, the Mets going to win without their two aces in the rotation is huge, let alone.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Against division rivals. So we'll talk some Major League Baseball. And again, an extended show for you. Joe Wiz typically joins us in the 2 o'clock hour. He's going to join us at the top of the three with his picks and his plays heading into tonight. And of course, phone lines are open. 800-919-3776. We've got a golf tournament that's taking place. Charles Schwab, Scotty Scheffler, you might argue the best golfer this season. Why not? I mean, he's won four times on tour, the most wins on tour this season. He's at the top leaderboard at 9 under, but Jordan Spieth is lurking. He's 4 shots back. He's 5 under. That's where my money is at today. By the way, you can wager heading into today that Jordan Spieth is going to win this bad boy at 12-1. Probably my favorite bet is that he's going to finish in the top five at plus 180. It's probably my favorite bet. I would run to the window, not walk. I do like Jordan Spieth. Winds are going to be horrific this weekend. Weather conditions are dry and hot. What does that mean? Greens are going to be really super slicky fast. And so Spieth, a Texas guy, I think. And so is Scotty. Now, born and raised in New Jersey. I always like to say that. But Jordan Spieth, a Texas guy. I think he's going to make some noise. I wouldn't be surprised if Spieth for sure finishes in the top five, let alone possibly wins this. And I think you can get that at some really added value right now at 12-1. We've got some Major League Baseball players that are slapping one. By the way, guys, are we calling, like, if you slap somebody, are we calling that a Will Smith? Is that now called, Hey, did you Will Smith him?
Oh, my.
Is that...
I don't know if Will Smith was
the thing now, right?
I don't know if Will Smith was the first person ever to slap someone, but he's certainly the most famous for sure. And that's a wild story. I can't wait to get into that one because if you guys haven't heard this story yet, you know, we think these athletes are in this other world that we'll never relate to them because they're so rich and famous and so good at sports. And then you hear a story like this one and you're like, wait a second. They're just like us. So I'm excited to dive into that a little bit later.
It also strikes me as odd that you are going to exhibit this level of passion and fervor without it having some type of financial ramification. Like this just to me
sounds like, are you kidding me?
There was a lot of money involved in this fantasy league. Like there has to have been a lot of money involved in this fantasy league.
There has to. I mean, listen. And I think I've shared this story before, right? Like, so I have been commissioned to oversee fantasy football leagues for a percentage of the winnings with a number of hedge fund dudes in New York, where like it's a $25,000 buy-in. And think about it, $25,000 buy-in, 12 teams, do the math. It's a pretty hefty payout. And if that team wins, like I get 10%, right? So think about that. These are like hedge fund dudes who, of course, make a lot of money. But like, think about how much money these baseball players make. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a $50,000 or $100,000 buy-in. Yeah. If somebody is trying to skate the system on the IL, in regard to fantasy. I had the situation happen to me in my highest paying league this season, nowhere close to $25,000 or possibly $50,000 or possibly $100,000, and I was irate. So now, am I out there slapping people? Am I pulling a Will Smith on somebody? No, I'm not. But again, if you're just tuning in and you're hearing this story, two baseball players, Major League Baseball, got into an altercation during BP yesterday, and one slapped the other because of a disagreement in regard to their fantasy football league. So talk about some harsh feelings. We'll get into that. Also, I want to dive into this today as well, and that's Colin Kaepernick worked out for the Las Vegas Raiders this week. I texted a few people. I heard his workout was phenomenal. Now, keep in mind, hasn't played in quite a few years. He's over, like, I want to say he's 34 years old, right? But I heard that his workout was unbelievable. We have a very small sample size, and again, quite a few years ago in regard to what we envision the type of quarterback Colin Kaepernick can be. But, you know, he's still, quote unquote, blackballed from the NFL because takes a knee during the national anthem. Now, if Colin Kaepernick was to sign with the Raiders, he would be a backup to Derek Carr. That has already been stipulated. But I took some time this morning and I ran around and I did a quick kind of view of, you know, the NFL and just taking into account the starting quarterbacks in around the NFL and the ones that I'm not saying Colin Kaepernick is better than. What I wrote down a list of quarterbacks that you can argue, one could argue and debate that Colin Kaepernick could be better than. And to my surprise, it was pretty lengthy. I want to get in that today, especially with what's going on with the San Francisco Giants and their manager not taking a knee, but not exiting the clubhouse while the national anthem is being played because of what happened in Texas in the school shooting. And he feels that he's not proud of what's going on in our country because of not only the shootings, but, you know, gun violence, government not cracking down on it in regard to, limiting sales. A number of reasons why he is protesting in a different way, albeit, but protesting the anthem.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
What a great ticket that's going to be tonight if you're heading out to the game. I'm a little jelly, not going to lie. Disappointing game last night, but let's be honest. In this series, home ice means everything, doesn't it? By the way, I want to remind you, lock your New York Jets tickets with the all-new 7-game plan. You'll get the same great seats for 7 of the biggest matchups of the season. How great is this? With plans starting at just $120 per game. That's a deal. You also get great savings on fees and parking. To purchase, make sure you visit nyjets.com/7game or call 800-469-5387. You know, there's some folks out there, by the way, who think that the Jets are going to make it to the postseason, that they're going to make it into the playoffs. Quite a few. To my surprise, you know how I feel about that schedule. NFL did them no favors starting the first 4 games against the AFC North and then really, really gauntlet of a schedule all the way up to the bye week in week 9. But nonetheless, not here to talk about Jets. I want to talk about the Rangers because big game 6 tonight at home. I like the Rangers, by the way. You get the Rangers on the money line at -115. We're going to hear momentarily, just about 10 minutes, Kristen Shelton is going to join us. She's been covering a variety of the series for ESPN, so I'm excited to get her on. But, you know, here's the thing with the Rangers, right? 3-0 in elimination games, so they know they step up big time, right? We've seen them handle the big boys, especially on home. Power play, they thrive more so than the Canes, who their power play, 12% success rate during power plays. Both goalies have been exceptional. Igor, which, by the way, I was playing golf the other day with a friend, and I said, can you imagine being named, like, could you imagine your name being Igor? I, like, number one, at first, it's like, ooh, and then number two, my second reaction is, oh, you know what, it's pretty unique. I think it's kind of cool. Would you guys, if your parents named you Igor, how would you feel about it?
Yeah, I wouldn't be pleased. But, yeah. I mean, listen.
You wouldn't?
No, but
listen, it's unique. It's a unique name.
Unique is not always good.
It's kind of like...
Not always great. Unique, not like someone... like, you walk into, I don't know, the ESPYs, and someone's like, how do I look? And someone's like, unique. Not necessarily take it as a compliment, but I will say, if my name was Igor, and I'm being... talked about amongst the top goaltenders and all of the sport in this given season, I'll take
that.
Then
who cares what your name
is? Yeah, I'll take that.
And the other thing is, too, the other stadiums seem to really be enjoying his name because the opposite fans of the whatever team they're playing, whether it's Pittsburgh or now with Carolina, the opposing fans, whenever he gives up a goal, you hear, Igor... which is, of course, yeah. So I wonder if his name was like Johnny, would they be like Johnny? But regardless, Igor, when you play that well and you're
unique.
Yeah, who cares what your name is when you're that great?
There you go. So we know what time it is for the Rangers at home. I do believe the Rangers are going to win tonight. I do see this series going to 7. But again, Kristen Shilton is going to be joining us to break it down, which I'm excited about. Why? By the way, last night, if you watch the Avalanche, Colorado, they advance. Huge save, really more of a block by John Manson. The Blues were up 2-1 in the second period with about 3 minutes left. They had all the momentum. It seemed like, wow, man, the Blues are going to tie the series up, possibly send it into a game 7. But no, Avalanche scored two goals in the third period. So now you've got Avalanche going up against the Oilers, and their first game will be on Tuesday. We'll ask Kristen about that game as well. 800-919-3776. Before we take a break, let's go to Antoine. He's calling in from Jersey. Antoine, welcome in. How you doing this afternoon?
Oh, Anita, I'm doing all right. I'm just saving myself from this rain and everything else, trying to enjoy what's left of this weekend because I got to go back to work tomorrow, and, of course, I'm working Memorial Day, but it is what it is. I was reading USA Today yesterday, and I read the comments mm-hmm. that the manager for San Francisco Giants said on his frustration of what happened in Uvalde, Texas. I mean, my condolences to the families who lost their loved ones out there. And I remember what Steve Kerr said, and I was just going through social media and everything else, what Chris Russo said, what a lot of people said, what Emmanuel Acho, a lot of people said. And I remember watching SportsCenter, I think it was like the day of the incident, and one of the broadcasters, she literally was angry and broke down in tears, letting people know what's going on. This has been an issue that's been going on for a very long time in our country, and I feel like it's more than just about the Second Amendment. And I feel like what the manager is doing to bring attention to this is great. I just don't like the fact that I'm just afraid that it's going to be a double standard when Colin Kaepernick was taking the knee, and all they were doing was trying to bring attention to why they were doing it. The manager of the Giants, I'm trying to remember his name, and I feel bad for not saying his name. He's doing it to bring issue to the issues with these shootings that are going on. And it doesn't matter.
You're talking about Kapler. You're talking about Gabe Kapler.
Say again? Thank you.
Gabe Kapler.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, and it doesn't matter who that you're at. Dallas, Texas, Buffalo, New York, Pulse Nightclub in Orlando, Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. All these mass shootings have been going on. And it's not just about the gun control issue. It's about the issue that Colin Kaepernick has brought up that we've been not addressing for a long time, and that's systemic racism. And if you want to add to it, it's also white supremacy. And these issues have been going on for so long. And a lot of these shootings, I feel like, are as a result of these two things that our politicians have chosen to ignore for a very, very, very long time. And it's about, and if we want this to stop, it's going to take more than thoughts and prayers, and it's going to take more than just adding gun laws. We need a universal system when it comes to gun control. We do, as a country. And when you look at other countries that do it around the world, we forget. Other countries treat it as a privilege. We see it as our fundamental right. So we have to take, we need to take a different approach, or we need to address the other issues that are also going on.
Well, Antoine, I do appreciate the phone call, and I do want to dive into this topic, but you know, and I think it's interesting what's going on here with Kapler in a time where now you've got Colin Kaepernick, who this week just worked out for the Raiders, obviously both protesting differently. we have Kaepernick taking a knee. We've got Kapler refusing to exit his clubhouse in protesting. Regardless of how it's done, it's still protesting the national anthem. And they, in my opinion, they should be looked at equally the same. But for whatever reason, and we could dive into a number of reasons, they're not. So I do want to dive into that discussion.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN. This is Click.
Click, click, click.
Or don't. Click, click, boom. Very simply, here's the headline. Are you interested in clicking or not?
All right, this is a fun way. We find out what's trending at 1:50 p.m. on this Saturday afternoon. A lot going on. It's a fun time in our wide, wide world of sport. And, of course, our two producers lead the way. And that is, of course, Ty and Jake. Gentlemen, what is trending right now?
All they do is win.
All they do is win, 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 no matter what. Yeah, I'm clicking it.
Well, that would be our New York Yankees.
Whoa!
Night, once again, taking down the big, bad Tampa Bay Rays. 2-0. They've won the first two games of this four-game series. 4 o'clock is first pitch for game three of the set today with Gerrit Cole on the mound for the Yankees. Jake actually brought my attention to what is a fascinating stat. Gerrit Cole actually has the highest ERA of the five qualified, you know, starting pitchers for the Yankees. Now you can look at that as a good thing or a bad thing. But the story the last couple of days has been Nestor Cortez, because he pitched in the opening matchup of this four-game series, and he has just been fantastic. I came across this stat yesterday. Going back to last season, 18 consecutive starts allowing 3 runs or fewer. That's good enough for second all-time in Yankees franchise history, only trailing Russ Ford, who did that 111 years ago. So the rotation has been great. The offense is clicking. Yes, they're battling the injury bug, and people want to say they haven't played anyone, but how about beating the Rays back-to-back game? I believe their record against teams above 500 is 12-6. The Yankees just keep on doing it. They've got the best record in baseball, best run differential in baseball. It's time to stop hating. This is the best team right now. I'm not going to go out and say they're going to win a championship, but just enjoy it. Just enjoy it.
Easy for you to say. You're a Yankees fan, Ty.
Crashing down, but right now they are on top of the universe.
I will say this though. I know you're not going to like this. I do like the Rays today on the money line. Gerrit Cole 1-6 with a 4.46 ERA against the Rays. Last time he faced them back in July of 2021, he gave up 8 runs in six. He just does not do well against this club. Not that Corey Kluber is doing any better. He's 1-2 with a 4.42 ERA. First pitch, of course, today is at 4:10 p.m. But interesting. I'm interested to see how Gerrit Cole is going to do today, because just typically history with this Rays team, he doesn't do well. I don't know if it's playing indoors in that dome. I don't know. But he just does not do well. He's 1-6.
Yeah, and I mean, if you are of the mindset that the Yankees, you know, them taking 3 or 4 in Tampa just feels a little wild, considering, you know, this was supposed to be the Rays and the Blue Jays were supposed to give the Yankees a run for their money in this division. So them taking 3 out of 4, you would feel is improbable. But with Gerrit Cole going, I understand the numbers are what they are, but he's still, you know, your best pitcher, your highest paid pitcher. So if you're a Yankee fan, you got to feel good about today. You should also feel good about DJ LeMahieu returning to the lineup, because he had been sidelined with a wrist injury. So he's back at the top of the order, and he will play third base. The Yankees dealing with a ton of injuries, but seem to be getting healthier. You know, Chad Green's out for the year. On the DL, IL, I should say, Stanton and Chapman. Hicks is day-to-day with a hamstring issue. Donaldson's got a shoulder injury. But back comes LeMahieu, and hopefully this team can get as healthy as possible, because they've been rolling. It's not like injuries have stopped them anyway, but they've been rolling. You want to see them at full force going into the dog days of the summer, if you will.
All right. That means it's
what else you guys
got? All right. Well, let's go. So we usually talk, you know, all sports. We've done a lot of sports today, whether it's baseball with the Yankees or the Mets or the NBA playoffs. We touched on the NFL. So I'm going to go a little rogue here, Anita. And my topic is, for Click or Don't Click, blood and honey. I know, intriguing.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
It's like
I'm intrigued.
Spaghetti
yeah,
and
I'm
meatballs,
clicking.
Lamb and tuna fish. But anyway, I saw this on Twitter yesterday, and I was like...
Lamb. Okay, time out. Spaghetti and meatballs goes.
You've never seen Big
lamb
Daddy?
And tuna fish?
Adam Sandler, Big Daddy? Come on. That's a classic. All right, whatever. We'll go on. I won't save you the embarrassment of the best line from Adam Sandler's movies. But there is a new movie on the market, and it is called Blood and Honey. And Anita, this is actually terrifying. So they're creating a horror movie of Winnie the Pooh called Blood and Honey. And it's a horror retelling,
stop.
I swear. And I saw the trailer, and it is horrifying. If you guys haven't seen it yet, it's all over social media. The news broke yesterday. And of course, we're a Disney-owned company, but Disney actually let go of the rights to Winnie the Pooh earlier when Winnie the Pooh entered the public domain in January of 2022. So a new company bought the rights, and they decided to make Winnie the Pooh, the classic childhood cartoon, into a slasher horror film. And if you haven't seen the images already, Anita, if you don't like scary movies, I would not. But it is horrifying. We talked about Igor having a bad name. Eeyore is in it, and he's terrifying. Piglet. I know it sounds crazy, but if you haven't seen it on Twitter, which it was all over social media yesterday, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. The horror movie is in the works. What do you think, Anita? Are you going to be in the theater seeing it?
I don't even know.
Are you a big scary movie fan?
I don't even know. I love scary movies. I don't even know, like, Winnie the Pooh?
So the mask of the guy wearing the Winnie the Pooh mask, it's not obviously, you know, spot on with Winnie the Pooh. It's actually a horrifying mask. So, again, if you haven't seen pictures, I would go to Twitter, type in Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, and that horror film should... They said they don't have an exact official date, but since it is in post-production, they said it could be out as early as the end of 2022. So if you like scary movies and you also like childhood cartoons, this might be the film for you.
Love it. Okay. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what it's about. What else you guys got? I'm scared.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, but... from one horror show to the next, Game 6 last night, horror show for the Boston Celtics. I mean, Tyler Hero, Kyle Lowry fouls out. It was basically Jimmy Butler against the world. You had a chance to punch your ticket to the NBA Finals, and they blew it. And now you're staring at a Game 7 on the road in Miami against the number one seed. And I get everyone is going to, you know, convince themselves, not everyone, but a lot of people would convince themselves that Boston's still the better team. But it's hard to win a road game seven. And we saw that with the Bucks last series when they played the Celtics on a game seven in the road. So now the reverse is working in the direction for the Celtics, and it's do or die tomorrow night. But it's a game seven that this series desperately needed, because the first five games were just atrocious with all the blowouts. None of them were close. Last night, you finally got a thriller thanks to Jimmy Butler with the performance of his life, 47-9-8 in 45 minutes of basketball action. And now tomorrow, you get a game seven. So you'll get Jason Tatum versus Jimmy Butler for the Larry Bird Trophy. Winner goes on to the NBA Finals. Side note, Udonis Haslam last night said thank you to Draymond Green, because when the Warriors played their clincher on Thursday night, Draymond predicted it would be the Celtics in the finals. So he said, Udonis said that gave them a lot of motivation. Not that they needed any extra level of motivation, but that's definitely quote-unquote bulletin board material. So I'm looking forward to seeing Game 7 tomorrow. Then the winner goes on to play the Warriors on next Thursday in San Francisco at the Chase Center.
Well, you know, I said this before. I'm curious to get your thoughts. Do you feel like, okay, so I think the better matchup for the Golden State Warriors is the Miami Heat. Like, I think if Miami Heat advances, I think Golden State Warriors win the championship. If Boston advances, I think the series goes the distance, and I think there's a really good chance that Boston wins. Do you think that that was strategic for Draymond Green to say that on TNT?
No, I don't think the Warriors.
Is it? Am I thinking too much? Am I doing too deep of a dive in this?
Draymond Green was just being Draymond Green, and he's a real guy. Like, he is not going to hide how he feels, and now he's got his own podcast that gives him a platform to really express himself the way that he wants to. And we know that he's been on that, involved in the TNT broadcast. So I think that was just him being real. And I don't think the Warriors fear any of those two teams. They should definitely be the favorites, I think, above both of them. I might agree that the Celtics probably would present a tougher challenge just because the Heat, like, they're not healthy. Lowry's been battling a hamstring injury, got banged up again last night. Hero's missed, what, the last three games? We don't even know if he's going to play tomorrow. Jimmy Butler's got the knee injury that he's battling through. So it's a war of attrition, and right now Miami's losing it, whereas the Warriors are as hell. Now they just announced that Gary Payton Jr. is going to be active next series, so they're the healthiest team of the three remaining. I would imagine that they're going to be the favorites going in, but I don't know if it was. I wouldn't say it was strategic what Draymond did. I think he was just speaking from the heart that he thought he picked the Celtics to win the series. Based on what he saw in Game 5, he thought they were going to close it out last night, and they still got an opportunity to advance if they win tomorrow.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Everybody knows me, knows I'm a fantasy football... All right, some call me a fantasy football femme fatale.
How many leagues are you in, Anita? How many leagues?
I typically average 12 a year.
12 a year, all righty.
But... let me ask you, like,
what's
let's,
the fun
I don't
in that,
care.
By the way,
let's do this. I'm going to date myself. I don't normally do it. Every now and then I do. I don't care. Listen, I'm proud with the way I'm proud about the way I look at my age. But how old were you guys in 1988?
-5.
Yeah, -5 as well. Those were the good old
what
days.
Do you
we
what
were
do
both
you
born
negative
in
five?
We were 1993.
Jesus.
We're
isn't
babies.
There only one way to interpret that.
So so you guys are both the same age.
We are babies, yes.
Now we've grown men.
No, I interpreted, Ty, I understood what you were saying. I had to marinate in it for a minute because okay. It's just, so the first fantasy football league I played in was in 1988. So that's
those
how
the
long
printer and fax days before.
Oh,
the apps
that
and
no, that was the as soon as on Monday morning, as soon as the USA Today was delivered to my dorm, I immediately grabbed it, ran upstairs with a calculator, and calculated my matchup.
So you had
and
just
that's how
you were getting lineup updates via the payphones because those are now extinct.
No, there was no updates. You didn't know if you won your fantasy football matchup until Monday morning when you got your USA Today, and in the back of the sports page had all the statistics, and so you had to calculate with a calculator.
Wow, that sounds pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I mean, it was fun. I'll be honest with you. It was fun. Like, couldn't wait. Like, ran downstairs as soon as I woke up in the morning. Like didn't even brush my teeth. No bra. Ran down. Got the USA Today. Ran back up to my dorm. Sat like first thing Monday morning. Couldn't wait to do it. Like, yeah, it was fun. I'll be quite frank with you. It was fun. But nonetheless... that's when I started playing fantasy football. You guys weren't even born yet, and I was playing fantasy football. Needless to say, let's advance. So now what happened? Yesterday, there was an altercation. We'll call it an altercation because now Tommy Pham is now... Did you say he's suspended a game?
He just got suspended
for three games.
Three games. He got suspended three games. So apparently...
There's now a video of the slapping happening.
So Tommy Pham allegedly, well, no, there's video, so there's no alleged, slapped Peterson, and we're going to play the clip of Peterson talking to the media explaining what happened, but it's all because of a fantasy football league that a number of these major leagues, and let me just tell you, I wouldn't be surprised if 80% of Major League Baseball players play fantasy football, okay? So, I don't even want to assume what the buy-in is, right? Like $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, these dudes are making like a gazillion dollars. So let's listen in. This is Peterson explaining why he got slapped.
We were in a fantasy league together. I put somebody, a player, on the injured reserve when they were listed as out, and added another player. And then there was a text message in the group saying that I was cheating because I was stashing players on my bench. And then, I don't know, I looked up the rules and sent a screenshot of the rules, how it says that when a player is ruled out, you're allowed to put him on the IR. And that's all I was doing. And then it just so happened that he had a player, Jeff Wilson, who was out, and he had him on the IR, and I said, you literally have the same thing on your team, on your bench. And then I guess he was in two leagues, and in one of them he was on the IR and one of them he wasn't, so maybe that was a confusion. But on the ESPN league we were in, it was listed as out, so it's like it feels very similar to what I did, and that was basically all of it. There's not much more to it.
Okay, so a few things. Somebody, again, who plays a lot of fantasy football, been playing since 1988, play an average in 12 leagues a year. Here's the thing. The only time that you can place a player on injured reserve is if that player is designated as injured reserve, which means that that player is going to be out for anywhere between 6 to 8 weeks. Done. If a player is inactive that week, for example, Saquon Barkley, right? Like, oh, he's going to be inactive this week because his knee. You can't place that player on IR just because he's inactive that week. The only time and the only way you should be able to place a player on IR is if he has been designated by the team on IR, which means he's going to be off the shelf for several weeks. Now, ESPN, and again, full disclosure, you're listening to 98.7 ESPN, full-time, you know, ESPN fantasy player here. Majority of my leagues are hosted on ESPN. ESPN is partially to blame for this. You should not be able to place a player on IR unless that player has been designated by the team that player is on IR. But again, I play in 12 leagues, so some of them are on ESPN, some of them are on CBS, some of them are on NFL. And I know with CBS, I had the same situation this year with a league that I play in that's hosted on CBS. And I had several guys in my league that were placing players on IR that weren't on legit IR from the teams. They were just inactive that week. No, 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 no. That's not how it works. That is not the way that it operates. And so I understand fam's frustration and anger, especially, again, we don't know all the facts here. Can we assume that there was a large amount of money at stake? Yeah, I think we can. But am I going to pull Will Smith on someone? Am I going to physically hurt somebody because they screwed up in regard to the IR designation? We've all been there, but am I going to like physically hurt somebody? No, I'm not. Wow. Ridiculous. So you guys said 3-game suspension? That's what's being reported?
Yeah, 3 games.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But listen, we've all been there. I've been there several times. But I'll just say, like, ESPN is partially to blame as well. You should not be able to designate that player for IR if he's not designated for IR from the team. Just my 2 cents. But crazy happenings happening in Major League Baseball, that's for sure.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.